start you the Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, 1st of Cheshvan, 26th of October, Dan Yomtov Sanga Shlita, practical shailas related to COVID Havarius. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored jointly by family Max Grossnas, Elenishmas, Chai Reisel Bas, Michal Reich, Ole Asholom. His Yatzai was on the 28th of Tishri, and the Chvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Moshe Deakin. With the mitzvah of last Shabbos, Rashi Bereishis, he wrote some shiurs. He wrote some kelo, he wrote nachas, menu, and he called you a tzeichal to him.
Says in this week's Sedra, Vayachom Avi Kenan es Ervas Oviv. The pasuk continues. So who Lemaisa saw Chom? You want to know who Chom is? Avi Kenan. The pasuk continues three psukim later. Vayikatz Noach Miyenoi Vayeda Eis Asher Oso Benoi Hakotn. Who's the Benoi Hakotn? Chom. Vayomer Oru Kenan Eved Avodim Yel Ochiv. A klal on who? On Kenan, who was the son of Chom. Fregen alle Rishonim, what is this punishment given to Kenan? What did Kenan do that Noach cursed Kenan? Is Rashi says Bekitzer brings a medrash. Kenan saw. He told his father Chom, and therefore he was cursed. That means to say, if a person, since Canaan saw that Noach was in such a state, like the pasuk is made by Yizgal mitoich oholoi, the covered abrius was mechayev, like Shem veYefes did to cover the father. It's mechayev that the son should do it. Not enough that Canaan didn't go and do something to cover his grandfather. More so, he went hoisif chet al pesha to go and tell his father, have a look what's going on here, to make a big joke out of it. And therefore, by the klola, Noach didn't curse Chom, he cursed Kenan. A musag of kovod abrias, so much so that he was cursed because he wasn't mikayim, the inyan of kovod abrias, ad kinekach oru Kenan eved avodim yele erchov. The first mekoyr in the Torah we find of having how much one has to respect the second person with kovod abrias. I want to speak about the union of kovod abrias, but I'll bring a few shailas before we start off the sugya. Ma'ase shehoyo with in Eretz Yisrael, maybe here as well, most bar mitzvah boys are oyle la Torah Shabbos before the bar mitzvah. He's a kohen, and so he's oyle la Torah for maftir. The bar mitzvah boy was oyle la maftir. He prepared three psukim, that's all there is for the maftir. In the first posuk, he missed out a word. Nobody corrected him, and each one had a different cheshbon. One person thought, no, we already like that whole parsha. Maftir is not a chiyuv kriya. That's what he thought. And so therefore, nish gefeler, so he missed out a word. We've already heard the whole parsha. A second person thought, since nobody corrected him, maybe I didn't hear properly. Avshi Itaki said the word. Another person thought, was haste, Malbim Penechavero Barabi, Mevayesh, Bar Mitzvah boy, Hakum Mevayeshim. Each person had their cheshboinus. Lemaisa, straight when he finished his three psukim, and he was going to make a brocha acharoino, suddenly one of the mispallim thought to himself, Obelemaisa, he missed out a word. How can he make a brocha acharoino? It's not a brocha levatola. It's not a kiyas haTorah. But on the other hand, so what's the brayer now? Start off again, all the three psukim. Ale zeidus and bobbis and mishpoche, all the guests have come here, and mamesh, what's he aligning again for? Because he made a mistake. the kid said, Kovod Abrias, is one mechuyev to tell him to line again in order that he should make a bracha levatola? Order name? So he'll make a bracha levatola. The question is, how far does this musig of Kovod Abrias go? Similarly, we find many shuls have a minig, Sfiras Oimer. The Rav says the Sfiras Oimer. Other places, even if it's not the Rav, if it's an oval davening found Omed, he says Sfiras Oimer. What happened if he missed that one day? He can't make a brocha. No, stells a four, the Rav, on the fifth day already, he has to count Sfiras Oimer, and he can't make a brocha. Do we say because of Kovod Abrias, we allow him to count with a brocha? Mele, if he's got somebody else who is going to be Moitzi, that's all very good. He tells so-and-so, standing on his side, listen, I'm going to make the brocha for you, and that you also got to know if it's Shayach to make a brocha, if he himself now cannot make a brocha himself, because he's not Chayav. But Imtim Tzeloime, but the question is, do we take into consideration Kovod Abrias? I had a Gefelech HaMaisa in Eretz Yisrael, a Gefelech HaMaisa. Chanukah was on Leil Shabbos. So somebody lit Neiras Chanukah the first night before Shabbos. Here it's not so Shriach, but that's a soil. You have these boxes, glass boxes, and you put it outside the house, and everybody in the street can see that I've lit the Neiras Chanukah. Sometimes it's on the windowsill opposite the street, but everybody can see it. This person lit it, came to Shul Leil Shabbos, after Kabbalah Shabbos, it's already well after Shkia, came up Nacht, and he asks his neighbor, tell me, why did the Gaber not light the Neiras Chanukah yet? He says, because Chanukah is tomorrow night, not tonight. So he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, but I lit tonight. He didn't tell him. And everybody who walks in the street will see, Azana Mo'oretz, Azana Mo'oretz. He won't say because he made a bracha levatola, but Azana Mo'oretz, the light Neiras Chanukah. Kids, he wanted to run home, and what? It's mukta. Neiras Chanukah is mukta. Can one, pardon?
Can't he blow them out?
On Shabbos. It's Friday night.
You could cover it.
You could cover it, it's on Shaykh. It's outside. So the Maisa, he didn't know what to do. Is there a heter of him, a Taltel Mukta, to avoid Kovod Abrias? Mamish Kovod Abrias. Very embarrassing.
Would he make mistakes?
Of it.
Yeah, I had another story, but that's already more difficult. I mean, we're talking now about that. Everybody knows what Shabbos is made for. Covered Shabbos, sit and learn. Some people read newspapers. We'll not now talk about kosher or not kosher newspapers, but in public, it's past minished. Anyway, the kid said there was somebody who, in the winter, long winter night, so he read the newspaper at his table after the meal. He shouldn't be reading newspapers, sit and learn, but in B'nechon Eretz Yisrael, you've got Potei Midrash in full. And at Lamaisa, he was sitting near the newspaper, and he fell asleep. And when he woke up, after an hour or two, so he was tired, he has to go to bed. He went to bed, but before he went to bed, he went to the bathroom, and he saw in the mirror, on his forehead, was the mirror writing of the newspaper. It wasn't mamish writing, it was mirror writing, but you could see the latest news. And the person said, there's no way I'm going to go to shul like this. The only thing I can do is I'm going to rub it out. Mechikas oisias on Shabbos. Is there a heter? Kilach hayad, shino. He says, otherwise I'm not leaving the house.
Go to the mikveh in the morning.
Go to mikveh, but even with a mikveh, if it's also, it's also. Pardon? On the body, your kasha state in Rambam. The Rambam says if a person writes on his body, even though it will be erased with the sweat, lemaisa now it's called ksiva. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is, I don't think you would do it. To go to shul, I mean, to make sure that his talis are going to be covering the whole time. Come on, not shaykh. Yeah, there is here. Maybe here there's not so much, but in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, in the road which I live, all the it's not built. All the roads converge. Oh, Mr. Grossness will know all about it. All the roads converge. When training, you have mamish a river going across the road. You can't cross the road. You're in an island. It's not shaykh to cross the road. You want to go to shul, you can't go to shul. The only way is, I mean, if you make a detour going to the end of the town place, but you might say you can't cross the road. The only way is you get a plank of wood and put it down with some bricks and cross over. It's muktzah. So the person says, but if I go with my walk through it, it's mamish kavala bris, I'm soaking wet, it doesn't look nice. Have I got a heter to move muktzah to avoid kavala bris? We find it avonim mekurzolis. In those times, they didn't have toilet paper, they had stones, different sizes, and they used that for in the toilet. And even if the stones were not prepared, but nevertheless, it's muktzah, tiltul muktzah, mishum kavala bris. How far does this heter of tiltul muktzah go? Let's start off with the sugya where we find the first sugya of kavod habrias. The Gemara brings in Brochas Daf Yutes, Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Hamoitze kilayim bebigdoy. I'm reading the Loshna Gemara because we will see the Machlokes HaRishonim if they learn the Loshna Gemara. Hamoitze kilayim bebigdoy, poishton afilo beshuk. Kilayim de reisa, even beshuk it takes it off. My tama, ein chokhme, ve'ein tvuno, ve'ein eitzol ha-neged Hashem. No chokhmes. If it's also, it's also. Says the Gemara, kol mokim sheish chila l'Hashem, ein chilkin kovid l'rav. There's a machlokes harishonim, how to learn this sugya. The loshon of the Gemara is, hamoitzi kilayim bebigdoy. Says the Rambam, horoye kilayim shel toiro al chaveiroi. Al chaveiroi, not on himself. Al chaveiroi. Afilu hoyo mahalech b'shuk. You tear it off him. His rabbi is walking in the street, and I happen to know that this, what he's wearing, is shatnez. He doesn't know, but I know. You tear it off him. A lab of shatnez is the reiser, there's no chokhmas. Even with regards to tearing it off so and so. Says the Rambam. Something which only is the Rabbanon. The Alpha Pisha calls it by Torah or Isosu Menadova, Asheyerucha, which is a laugh. So why do you say is the Rabbanon? You can be over for Kovod Abrias. Hare laughs and nitchem if ne Kovod Abrias. Lefichachim hoya or of Shatna shall divrayem, ain't no Koyer or Bashuk. If it's is the Rabbanon, you can't. The ain't no Poish to Bashuk. You don't have to take it off. Achmel get a basoy. Imoy shall Torah, Poish to Miyad. You have to take it off straight away. He from his rabbi.
Just take it off, the shatness.
The shatness, in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street.
If it's the reise, if it's the reise.
Yeah.
If it's the rabbonon, no. And, but the reise, the Rambam says, I even have to tear it off the rabbi. After some, off somebody else, not myself. If I know it's shatness, if it's not, I don't know if it's shatness, something else. If I know.
Yeah, I see.
Just derech agav, nothing to do with the shir. Only last week I was asked a shayla. There was a special sale of ladies' dresses. I'm just saying it, the treeles. Of ladies' dresses, this was in Bnei Brak, ladies' dresses, and it was 100% pishtom, 100% what's it called?
Linen.
100% linen. But it was cheap. And they asked me, do you have to be boidekit in case there's one thread there of tzemer, of wood? So I said, without answering your question, afterwards they told me they already asked somebody, but that's not the point. I said, without answering the question, I would very strongly disadvise you from buying it. So what's the problem? If it's not shatnez, and if I can check it, and it's cheap, why not? I said, because there's a chiluk between shatnez the reis and shatnez the rabbonon, and many people don't know this prat of the rabbonon. Mid the reiser, the iser the reis of shatnez, there's only shua torah venuz, where it's all sewn together. Mid the rabbonon, if I'm wearing a linen baguette, and on top of it, I'm wearing a woolen cardigan. Not joined at all, nothing at all. But I can't take the linen baguette off without taking off the cardigan. This is the rabbonon. Or vice versa. I'm wearing a woolen baguette, and I'm wearing on top of it a linen, which I cannot take the under baguette off without taking off the top baguette. There's the rabbonon sharpness. So I said, what does it help if a woman buys a baguette which is kuloi pishton, all linen? No problem. I'll be halacha. Can she be sure that she's never going to wear a woolen cardigan? It's not shayach to take off a dress wearing a woolen cardigan when she's wearing a woolen cardigan. So therefore, isa d'rabbono. So therefore, I don't advise buying such a dress. So they said, but what happens if she's only going to wear it when without a cardigan? Zogeh, no. If she knows that all her life she will remember this prat, I don't believe that she'll always remember. So it's a toiver. You don't buy such things. But not for pi'alocha. There's no isa. It's just it's a toiver, because otherwise it's the rabbon. Well, let's go back to our sugya. Lemaisa, the Rambam says the isa de raisa, you have to tear it off. Isa de rabbonon, kovid abrius, leave him. Says the Ves Yosef that the Rambam learned in the Gemara hamoitzi kilayim, poishta afila b'shuk. Not like we've got the girsa hamoitzi kilayim bebigdoi in his own beged. So therefore, the Rambam says it's nothing to do with whether it's my beged or somebody else. In all instances, you have to tear it off. Elen kein it's a deraisa, it's a derabono. The Rosh says no. If I see a kilayim shatnes on somebody else, and he doesn't know about it, I don't have to do anything. Why? Covid abrius. Keep quiet. Don't do anything. I don't have to marry for shim. That means the Rosh learns in the Gemara that the Gemara says ha roya kilayim be bigdoi on his own beged, on somebody else is not. Therefore, there's a machlokes how far covid abrius goes with regards even by the raisa. The halacha, it depends if you're ben Ashkenaz ben Sfarad. The mechaber paskens like the Rambam. The Rambam paskens like the Rosh. That means to say like the Rambam. A person has to tear a beged off from somebody else, not his own, somebody else as well, whether he's wearing it b'mezid or b'shoigig, whereas according to the Rosh, he only has to tear it off from his friend if he's wearing it b'mezid, not b'shoigig. So al kaponim, we have a machloikas here, how far do we go with kovid abrius? We do find that there is a kula with regards to kovid abrius. We do find there is a kula with regards to kovid abrius. If there is a big genai, if there's a big genai, a big shame, the Gemara says in Shavuos, Daf Lamed, Imu genai le tamid chochem leilech olohoid bebezdin. A tamid chochem was asked to come to set edus in Bezdin. Asked to say, give edus in Bezdin. Ramoshe Sternbuch, so was ein gesund, was come to say edus in Bezdin because somebody owes somebody money. So they can cover it, yes, to come to say edus. So the Gemara says, if it's Eidus shel momoin, he's potter. Why? Hashava Saveda. Hashava Saveda zokin ve'en lefich voidoi. He's potter from Hashava Saveda. If it's to do with Isurim, that's something else. Then he has to go to a maid. Why? Ein Eitzer ve'en tunon neged Hashem. No chochmas. Fektoisves, the Gemara says in Broches that the chumra of Kovod Abrius is so great that it's even doicha mitzvahs asay like Pesach and Milah. Pesach and Milah, we see, if you've got a shayla of Kovod Abrius with Mes Mitzvah, etc., we learn from a pasuk, therefore it's Doicha Pesach and Milah. Why? Because you're only over the Pesach and Milah b'Shevi Al Tasa. You're not doing anything specific, b'Kum Ve'Esa, only b'Shevi Al Tasa. And Shevi Al Tasa, you're Doicha Kovod Abrius. So therefore, Frektoises, so here, why do we say that the Chochem has to go for the Dovah Shevi Isi has to go to Meir? It's Kovod Abrius, and it's Oiva V'Shevi Al Tase. Don't go. Says Toisves, there is a Bizoyan, and there is a Bizoyan. If it's a big Bizoyan, to go and be made, even by Isurim, you don't have to go. The Gemara, which differentiates between Isurim and Momoin, is talking about where it's a small Bizoyan. So we have here already a Chiluk. It depends what type of Bizoyan we're talking about with regards to Kovod Abrius. There's another interesting gather of Kovod Abrius.
Is going to a Bezdin and giving Eidus fine. It's a mitzvah, the Choyah. Why is that a Bezoyan?
It's not a Bezoyan, it's not his covet. You've got three. Chas v'Shalom, don't want to say anything. The Bezdin, you've got three. Talmidei Talmidim.
Yeah.
And he has to go and give maid. It's not a Bezoyan as such, but the Maisa people look at it as a Bezoyan. He has to say.
I think people would admire him.
I'll tell you the truth. I always have this question, and I don't know, where I have two people who have an argument. So I say the best thing is, you may be right. Go together to Bezdin, go to a rov, a dying who you accept, and he's your pastor. Pasnished. Bezdin? I'll do anything not to go to Bezdin. Why? I say, if you've got a shayla on a chicken, you'll go to the Rav. Go to Beis Din. Ask around how many people want to go to Beis Din. You're right in what you say. But lamaisa, people look at it badly. And a Rav, they say, he has to come to a meid. Lamaisa, the Gemara consider this as Kavod HaBris. There is a Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Loshon Hara. I mean, Kavod HaBris is a big noisa. I'm sitting in a crowd. Unfortunately, they're speaking Lashon Hara. Not listening to you. Put my fingers in my ears. I said to Chofetz Chaim. Where's Kavod HaBris? Is it nice to do such a thing? What I'm saying is, you're a Shoyim and I'm okay and I'm putting my fingers in my ears. And it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara, that's what we're supposed to do. Frag to Chofetz Chaim. B'mokoyim sheyil agu alov shaloi kedin. If they're going to laugh at him, shaloi kedin, there's no heter of Kavod HaBris. That's not a heter. That's not a reason not to do such a thing. So if so, if lemaisa, people are going to laugh at the person, shaloi kedin on the Kavod HaBris, if it's kedin, something else. If it's shaloi kedin, that says the Chofetz Chaim, that's not a heter. That's not a heter to say, well, Kavod HaBris is doing everything. In the instance of the Ner Chanukah, so what happened? Because he made a mistake. That's not called a bizoyim. People will laugh at him, it's shaloi kedin. Elam Kain, we say, the Chofetz Chaim speaks where Chazal told him, you're supposed to put your fingers in your ears in order that people, he shouldn't hear the Lashon Hara. On that, says the Chofetz Chaim, since he's mitzvah to do such a thing, if somebody laughs at him, then he's in the wrong. He's told, I'm supposed to do such a thing. But here, where the person lit the Kneiras Chanukah, so he says, if they're going to laugh, it's not correct. I didn't do something which I was mitzvah to do. So maybe in such a case, people are going to ask questions. Why did they like it? Maybe that's not fair to what Chazal say, that if he laughs at me, I don't have to take consideration. So maybe here, there is a point of Kavod HaBris. Maybe there isn't Kavod HaBris. I'm just referring to this instance. Lamaisa, with regards to Mukta, I found a very interesting tshuva with regards to Mukta. Even though we find the Gemara, which speaks about mukta, avolim kurzolis, for a person who needs it, is allowed mimtaltel mukta. Says Reb Nosson Gestetner, the Chatzatik Levroch, in Shuvas Loiras Nosson, Chelik Yud Beis, Simen Yud Beis, he, Mamish, speaks about this, about putting a plank of wood, which is mukta, is it mutter to carry it, because otherwise a person says, I can't go to shul, I'm going to be fully wet, people are going to laugh at me, etc., etc. So he says, a gewaldige chiddush. He says, Kavod HaBris, which we find, is only where you are already in the situation of Kavod HaBris. I'll give an example which the Mishnah Berurah paskens. A person is sitting in shul on Shabbos and he sees that the tzitzis of his talis are posel. They were torn. You're not allowed to wear it. There's no. But if he takes it off, it's a Kavod HaBris. To sit in shul without a talis, yeah, it's Kavod HaBris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on Shabbos, not on weekdays, on Shabbos you can continue to be sitting with a possible talis. Weekdays, you can take it off. And you have to, you can quish it, insist on it. But Shabbos you can't.
Kavod HaBris overriding a deraisa though, isn't it?
Overriding a deraisa b'shevi al ta'ase. He's not doing anything. He's b'shevi al ta'ase. And maybe I have to explain even more.
You're wearing the talis.
You're wearing the talis. You're asking very, very well. There is a famous modcha.
Yeah.
A modcha. The Bessiosa brings it and we pass it. The modcha says, there is no issa. I'm quoting, there is no issa to wear a four-cornered baguette without tzitzis. There is no issa. There is no lav to wear a four-cornered baguette without tzitzis. There is a mitzvah's assay. When you've got a four-cornered baguette to tie tzitzis.
Is tzitzis
so much
worse than no tzitzis?
What?
Is possible tzitzis worse than no tzitzis?
Same thing. So much so that the modcha says, Bessas brings it, the modcha says that you can put on an arba canvas, a four-cornered baguette, take the chutim, and now start being kosher, tying the tzitzis on the baguette. There's no issa to wear it. There's a chiv to be kosher when you are wearing such a baguette. Lemaisa midoraisa, that's how we pasken. The Mogen Avraham says midorabonon, there's an issa. If it's only a shayla, but the rabonon, And we're talking about kavod habrias, that's why on Shabbos we make kol. During the week where you can be kosher, on Shabbos, during the week you can be kosher, so there's no heter. But on Shabbos there's your oinus.
Listen, if you're not wearing tzitzis, no habrias.
That's something else, yeah.
But if you put on a four beggar
without tzitzis,
then you don't have
an issa. What's the name of the issa?
Pardon?
What's the name of the issa? Loisa Shaku. Loisa Gnoiva. What's the issa
called?
Mitzvahs Asay of being Koisha Tzitzis.
Yeah.
If that's on Shabbos, I'm Onus. Onus Hachmonopat.
Shabbos.
I'm on Shabbos, not weekdays. Weekdays isn't say. Only Shabbos. Weekdays you can be Koisha Tzitzis. On Shabbos, it's Onus. Dr. Motka, since you're Onus, the Mitzvahs Asay is to be Koisha Tzitzis. It's over, correct. And Mitzvahs Asay, which the apostle will say, we say every day, you've got to be Koisha Tzitzis. Alba Kampus Tzitzis, but that's a Mitzvahs Asay. But on Shabbos, it's Onus. So therefore, he's not really. So in shul there's kavod habrias. In shul there's a din of kavod habrias. Says the Mishnah Brura, halacha lemaisa, mishum kavod habrias, you can continue wearing the talis in shul. If you've got another talis, so you're annoying. But if he hasn't got, he can continue wearing. Sit in shul without a talis, he doesn't have to. To sit in shul without a talis, he doesn't have to. Does nicht. I had a maisa. I'm talking now, 50 years ago. Some more. I was in yeshiva in Gateshead, and the bocher came to me. I still remember now. A bocher came to me after Shtila Shunes of Musaf, Tfilas Lachash of Musaf, before Chazar Osef Shatz, and he showed me his talis, and he showed me that the chut between the Kesher Elyon and the Beged, one of them was torn. There were four chutim there. One was torn. What do I do? So I said to him, look, I can't explain to you now, but you should know. It's possible, you can continue to wear it, but half an hour before Nacht, take it off. Looked at me. Versteh nicht. I said, I can't explain to you now. Again, it's possible, you can continue wearing it, but half an hour before Nacht, take it off. So after Yom Kippur, he came to me, listen, in the middle of davening, you can't. After that, he came to me, Waspshat. I said, possible, because if one of the four chutim, I'm not talking about a chut after all the ksharim, between the first chut and the kesher, if one chut is torn, it's possible. No, Rabbi Natan, no, it's possible. Kavod habrias, a bocher who wears talis every single day in shul, for him is kavod habrias as well. Lav davka either 20, 100 bochim without it, for him it's kavod habrias. So he's allowed to continue wearing it. But the whole heter is only based on the matre because you're onus. He can't be kosher. When it's nacht, you can be kosher.
Yeah.
Right. But now you've got to come to Tosfos Yom Kippurim as well. Yeah. When's nacht? What time is nacht? I have to take into consideration. I don't know how long Tosfos Yom Kippurim is, how long they keep, how long it is. So I said half an hour before nacht. It could be 5 minutes before nacht. With 10 minutes, I don't know exactly. I said half an hour before nacht, take it off. That's how I explained to him. About Koponim, this musig of Kavod Habrias is klar. So there is a musig of Kavod Habrias. So the Meister Reb Nosson Gestetner says, the kula of Kavod Habrias is only if you're in a situation. But I want to go to shul, and if I go to shul, I'm going to be wet. And therefore, I want to have Taltal Mukta, and I've got the head up Tiltal Mukta, I've only Mekuz Olis. He says, you're putting yourself in a situation, that's no head. To put yourself in a situation of Kavod Habrias, and therefore come to be over and Isurim, whatever it is for Kavod Habrias, there's no heter. And I saw Rabbi Yashiv also pass things like that. You can't put yourself in a situation. If you are in a situation.
Well, the books are really books. I mean, could you not also say, I'm going to prepare it before Shabbos?
Yeah. If you prepare it before Shabbos,
no,
I don't know.
No,
it has to be prepared completely before Shabbos.
Anyway,
but Lamaisa, I just have to finish off because it's getting a bit late. But Lamaisa, the question is here. Where we have a question of the bocha, the mitzvah bocha. Let's get back to the question of the mitzvah bocha. What happens to the mitzvah bocha? He wanted to know whether they wanted to know what it's time to do. What's the shaila? He may make a bocha levatola. He may make a bocha levatola. If you don't correct him, what's a bocha levatola? The raisa, the ravono.
Could be
a machloikas. A machloikas or rishonim. If it's the raisa or the ravono. There is a machloikas, the Gemara Megillah brings Rav and Shmuel. If a person didn't line, there were three psukim. You have two aliyahs and you have five psukim. What do you line? A machloikas, where do you line? Three psukim, and then the third posuk, the second one lines, and again, like we did today, Kriyas HaTorah, or you line 2.5 psukim, 2.5 psukim. We've never heard of it, but it's a machlokes in the Gemara. And the pasuk can bring it down. So maybe he missed that word, but he lined 2.5 psukim. If you line 2.5 psukim, then you can make a brocha. You can make a brocha. And more so, and this is very important, I have to finish with this, in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, the Tur, Mishtabuch brings very bekitzer, the Tur brings the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Sefer Amanik. I hear the Balkoira lining, and he makes a mistake for sure. Hey! Where's the Kovod HaBrius? Malbim Parnecha Vero Berapim. How can you do such a thing? So if the Sefer Amanik, afilu if you align Aroin Horon, not exactly like it is, you're also Yotze. There's no Heter to correct him. No Heter. Malbim Parnecha Vero Berapim, Kilo Horgoy. What happens? Bekuras HaTorira? Zog the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're allowed to, but the Mishtabura Bekitzeb doesn't bring even the whole Machloikas, but he says it. You won't see the Mishtabura, but Azish Din Tur. But the Miser's Claw, the Heter to be Mesakan, to correct the Balkoire, is something which is taken necessary. But to something which is not necessary, and you shout, and everybody shouts, instead of S, he said Ace. It's not Shmeseder, but it's not something you choiser. And everybody shouts at him, you Mavayish him. So somebody says, no, every Balkoire is prepared to, that everyone should Mavayish him. No, no, I'm not so sure about that. But one must be careful. If one doesn't know, don't shout. About upon him here, the Chola Pochas, since they decided, they're not going to say anything. It's Malvin the Bocha. Everybody's there. They're going to see that he made a mistake. He made a mistake. Word. And what's the Shaila Bocha Lavatola? If it's the Rabbonon, Kovod HaBrius is Doicha. But it could be the Reise. Ashit is whole. 2.5 Psukim is also enough. So therefore, La Meisa Shevi Al Tase. But again, Kovod HaBrius is not a Sugya, not for half an hour, and also not for an hour.
What about the Chanukah light? Chanukah light or Friday night?
A goy.
Good?
News. A goy. Stay at home. Because we say you want to put yourself in the heter of Kovod HaBrius. You're not in Kovod HaBrius now. There's no Kovod HaBrius yet. You want to go to shul. Don't go to shul.
Well, you can tell it.
I mean, it's better. It's not to read the newspaper, but